Brethren and sisters in Nashville and in Madison. St. Helena, California, October 15, 1906. To the brethren and sisters in Nashville and in Madison. Among brethren engaged in various lines of the Lord's work, there should ever be seen a desire to encourage and strengthen one another. The Lord is not pleased with the course of those who make the way difficult for some who are doing a work appointed to them by the Master. If these critics were placed in the position of those whom they criticize, they would desire far different treatment from that which they give their brethren. We are to respect the light that led brethren Megan and Sutherland to purchase property and to establish the school at Madison. Let no one speak words that would tend to demerit their work or to divert students from the school. I do not charge anyone with an intention to do wrong, but from the light I have received, I can say that there is danger that some will criticize unjustly the work of our brethren and sisters connected with the school at Madison. Let every encouragement possible be given to those who are engaged in an effort to give to children and youth an education in the knowledge of God and of His law. To the workers in Madison, I would say, be of good courage. Do not lose faith. Your Heavenly Father has not left you to achieve success by your own endeavors. Trust in Him, and He will work in your behalf. It is your privilege to experience and to demonstrate the blessings that come through walking by faith and not by sight. Work with an eye single to the glory of God. Make the most of your capabilities, and you will increase in knowledge. Those who do the will of God may be permitted to pass through suffering, but the Lord will cause them to triumph at last. The Lord has helped you in the selection of the location for the school, and as you continue to work under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, your efforts will be successful. The Lord will give you spirit and life if you will not permit yourselves to become discouraged. We trust that from your brethren you may receive the help of harmonious action, of prayers, and of means. But let not one feeling of discouragement be cherished. The Lord has a work for you to do where you are, and those who are doing His work need never be discouraged. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to the sepulchre. And, behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door, and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and for fear of him the keepers did shake, and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly, and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, All hail. And they came and held him by the feet, and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came unto the city, and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night, and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him, and secure you. So they took the money, and did as they were taught. And this saying is commonly reported among the Jews unto this day. Matthew 28, verse 1-15. Not for lack of evidence did the Jews deny the resurrection of Christ. Not because they were ignorant of the truth did they hire the soldiers to bear false witness. They desired to keep the people from knowing the truth, for if the truth were known, they would stand forth as murderers. False teachers are ever afraid to trust the people with knowledge. They ever seek to hide the facts that would show the error of their position. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Verses 16 to 20. To Christ and to Christ alone is given the right of authority over all things. Those who put their trust in Him and will hold fast the profession of their faith firm unto the end will be protected. As Christ's disciples, as laborers together with Him, there must be united action among all the laborers. Some are converted to the truth in one way. Others are best reached by a different method. So the laborers will act, some in one line, others in another. But all may blend unitedly. To every man is given his work. Those who criticize their fellow workers open a door through which the enemy will enter. What can be more sad than to see brother working against brother, expressing suspicion and doubts of the other's sincerity? There is room enough for all to use their God-given talents. All are laboring with the one object of inspiring belief in the words of inspiration. Then let every one so order his speech and work that he may be in harmony with those who are laboring to the same end as he himself. In vain ye do worship me, said Christ to the Pharisees, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. Matthew 15, verse 9. Let those who are entrusted with the work of teaching the Word of God be sure that they are under the control of Him who has declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." His commission to His disciples includes the words, "Teaching them, all nations, to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. No man is authorized to set up his own mind as the standard to which he may compel others to conform. The voice, rightly used, is a precious talent. But it must be controlled. It must be subdued and sanctified by the Spirit of God. Let every one guard well his speech, lest he offend or hurt one soul for whom Christ has given his life. God has set no men in the church as dictators. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, "Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee." The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Mark 1, verse 1 to 3. This message is to be borne by those whom Christ has called to his work in these last days. The glorious gospel, God's message of redeeming love, must be brought to the people. And that love is to be revealed in the hearts of the laborers. The theme of saving grace is an antidote for a harsh spirit. The love of Christ in the heart will be expressed in earnest work for the salvation of sinners. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3, verse 16. Let the gospel be presented as the word of God for life and salvation. Let not the ministers of Christ spoil the presentation of the gospel by the manifestation of a harsh spirit. The gospel will be commended by the revelation of a spirit that works by love. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace. Isaiah 52, verse 7. I am glad that the school work has been begun at Madison. The sanitarium and the school might have been a mutual help one to the other, had they been closely connected. But a solid work is to be carried forward in each of these institutions. I am instructed that the Lord will give wisdom to minds to prepare simple health foods. It will not be necessary to pay large sums of money for the privilege of manufacturing some foods that have a large sale. Let the people be taught how to cook properly, making simple preparations of healthful food. In the school, the products of the soil, the fruits, the grains, and the vegetables may be used to advantage. We remember you in our prayers. May the Lord guide you continually and bless you in all your efforts. It is your privilege to stand undaunted, and through the help of the Lord to make a success of your work.